The next item on tonight's program will be a group of students discussing the sunnahs of using the toilet. Ibrahim Basa, Mijaki, Dawood, Sheikh Sali, Tanzil, and Madari. All from Maulana Muhammad Mutala's class.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, my friends and I are here to tell you some etiquettes about istinja. I will start with a hadith regarding istinja. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man atal ghaita fal yastatir. He who releases himself should be concealed from the view of others.
Read the dua before entering the toilet. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuti wal-khaba'ith. O Allah, I seek your protection from the male
enter the toilet with your shoes on.
Enter with the left foot. Sit and urinate. One should never urinate while standing.
Do not pace or show one's back towards the Qibla. Be careful of the splashes of urine. Being unmindful in disregard causes one to be punished in the grave.
After relieving oneself, clean oneself with water. Leave the toilet with the right foot.
Recite the dua after coming out of the toilet. Ghufranaka alhamdulillahi alladhi azhaba anni al-adha wa afani. O Allah, I seek your forgiveness. All praise is due to Allah who has removed from me discomfort and gave me relief. Jazakallah.
MashaAllah. We find that this is a unique aspect in the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in whichever aspect of life we look for direction for, then we will find it in the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Mubarak teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Something which would seem so trivial and so insignificant, like that of relieving oneself, yet even to this aspect and to this extent, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shared with us his Mubarak teachings, that this is how a person should relieve himself, this is what he should abstain from, these are the du'as that one should recite before going to relieve oneself, the du'as after relieving oneself. So this is the beauty of this Islam, this is the beauty of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every aspect of our lives have been covered by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we haven't been left as orphans, not having any direction in our lives. But wherever or for whatever situation it may be, there would definitely be some direction, some teaching, some advice that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shared with the ummah, so that we will be able to continue with life in total conformity with his Mubarak teaching and according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.